Namaste and welcome back to What's Ailing America, one of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. On this show, you will hear the truth no matter how against the grain it is. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by the Republic Broadcasting Network, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am really teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list. One of my latest updates was a transcript of a 60-minute show from the 1970s about the swine flu debacle. Very interesting what happened back in those days, and they're getting ready to do it again, people. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. My Skype username is DrCarly1, DrCarly1. But please don't use it to chat with me. I don't have time to chat, people. You don't need to thank me for my work. That is for my international clients to contact me. So please respect that little proviso. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to spiritually discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with a legion of disinformers out there. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The number to call in is listed on the republicbroadcasting.org website. It is toll-free, 800-313-9443. You can also Skype your questions in at Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, RBN Live. Every week, I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we've been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. And, folks, as this biowarfare swine flu fraud is being released on the people, this is the time you need to tell people about my website, drcarly.com, about these shows. We have to spread the word to as many people as possible that this bioengineered flu, as long as you don't get the vaccine, will not be a problem. Get Wendy Wilson's pandemic kit from Apothecary Herbs. Get colloidal silver. You will be fine. Just don't get the vaccine. At least that's what I would do if I was you. And let me just remind all of my Long Island listeners that I'm back on Long Island on public access. My show is also called What's Ailing America every Saturday a.m. at 11 a.m. on Channel 115. And let me just tell you all that no army can stop an idea whose time has come. That's a quote by Victor Hugo. It is time for us to call in freedom. Freedom, people, call it in. Let me remind the listeners that we must support this very important station. You can get generic Republic Broadcasting business cards. They're available at $8 per hundred, which includes shipping and handling and free bumper stickers. Send your check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. or call the station from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time at 800-724-2719. Today, I'm going to have Drew Raines as my special guest. The Raines and the military are coming on board, people. This is very good news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is the military disabled by vaccinations, with my special guest, Drew Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S. Drew's website is the triple W's AMD, stands for A Marine's Disquisition, .E as in Edward, L as in Love, Equity, spelled out, .com. Drew is an electronic engineer and U.S. Marine. I encourage you to go to his website. I've done two shows with him at the last Friday of April and the first Friday of May. I'm going to be doing his show again this coming Friday. And the good news, folks, is that we have now hooked up with a Marine who has contacts all over the world. And let me tell you, it's going to be really funny how it all works out when the military realizes that they were not being protected by their inoculations, but rather we're actually being made sick. And they are now realizing that. Drew has unbelievable bridges and contacts with service members all over the world. And I have the chills just even talking about this, because I have been trying for 12 years to hook up with the military in a major way. There's been a lot of minions coming into my life that pretended they were going to accomplish that purpose, but in fact, we're actually military intelligence doing the exact opposite. But now we have found the real deal. And I would like to welcome you to the show, Drew. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it very much. It's been one of those trying days here. I want to let the listening audience through the Internet know that there is a phone bridge that's being activated. It's already activated in Sweden and in Australia, but we had a little difficulties. As you and I both know, when you and I get together, we have difficulties in the United States getting the word out. And I just got the word that the phone bridge in the United States that we run for Wind Talkers Radio is just now getting up. And if anybody out there is listening to RBN and would like their friends to listen in but don't have Internet service, they can go to Wind Talkers Internet, Wind Talkers phone bridge. We have 2,500 available calls there, and they can call the phone bridge number 218-486-7200 and enter the code 811-226. I repeat that for you, Dr. Carley. That's 218-486-7200, code number 811-226. I personally was going to get that up, but I couldn't get all the dial numbers in before RBN called me on Skype to bring me in, and after that happened, I got knocked off completely. So my backup down in Florida is doing his best to get the phone bridge up, but I did get confirmation that from Larissa in Sochi, Russia, that the show is being beamed there from the local radio station, as well as Doug in Ireland, and the phone bridges in Europe and Australia are now working.
Oh, this is such great news. And I have to say, the first time Drew and I did a show together on his show, it took, 20 to 25 minutes, Drew, for us to actually get online together. You had to go through two other countries in order to get us.
We went through two countries outside the United States to get the show started.
Well, you see, that's because this is their worst nightmare for the military to realize. The military, who not only, is serving their country, and I mean for real, and took an oath to protect and preserve the Constitution from enemies from without and within, but now letting them realize that all of their autoimmune diseases, seizures, cancer, Gulf War syndrome, it's all from vaccines. And not only that, but the good news that I have a protocol to reverse it. I suspect that they're going to be a little bit pissed off once they see that apparently our government does not have their best interest at hand, as they're sending soldiers to Iraq to look for weapons of mass destruction. All they had to do was go to the military base medical place, whatever you guys call it there, and look for the syringes. That's where the weapons of mass destruction were, in fact, actually located. And also, also I want to mention a very important truth that came out on our show that we did the first Friday in May, Drew, which really boggled my mind. As I tell our listeners all the time, if you don't get the swine flu vaccine, you're going to be fine, okay? Get Wendy Wilson's pandemic kit from Apothecary Herbs. Get yourself a colloidal silver generator, and especially if you nebulize the silver, i.e. breathe it in, you'll be fine. But one of Drew's contacts in Russia shared the information that the front page of Pravda on May 1st was actually telling the people that they would be safe and be protected from swine flu if they took colloidal silver. Now, isn't it funny, Drew, that in this country they're trying to take colloidal silver off the market? They're trying to put these producers out of business, but in Russia, a communist country, they're actually telling their citizens how they can protect themselves. What's up with that?
Well, as my girlfriend, who is a doctor at a hospital there in Simferopol, Russia, points it out to me, that in Russia, they use 60 to 70% of the herbs that God put on this earth for treatment of in their medications, and rely on only on 40% medications that are put out by pharmaceuticals. And what Eugenia advised me of quite some time ago, that herbalists in Russia carry the acronym doctor, because they're known as natural homeopath practitioners and such. And this is why a number of people out here in America need to associate themselves with herbalists such as Wendy Wilson, Mary Joan Mondello, who is a has the about 5 degrees in herbology. She's actually a certified teacher in that, and grows her own herbs. And this is something that you ladies and gentlemen need to do out there in the listening audience. You need to associate yourself with an herbalist and find yourself an herbalist. If you can't work with Wendy or with Mary Joan, find an herbalist close by, because in these times that are coming in the very near future, there may not be any UPS or mail service, and you're not going to be able to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, what can I do? So you better find you a local herbalist close by, and if you can't find an herbalist, talk to people like Mary Joan, who teaches you to make your own tinctures yourself out of the herbs that grow around your yard, because God's mailmen, and ladies and gentlemen, I mean God's mailmen, which are birds, bring you the herbs from the Garden of Eden, which this whole planet is. That's my personal viewpoint, Dr. Carly.
Well, I agree with you. I use many herbs myself. I have all kinds of herbs for myself and my pets. There's other things you can do as well, including homeopathic remedies. I teach people about those. But the main thing people have to do is, in my opinion, not go to the white coats and get their toxic poisons. And I'm sure you know, Drew, that our corrupt Congress is continuing to commit treason now, trying to make organic farming illegal in this country. I'm sure that that's also directed at the herbalist. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's 100% correct, because Mary Joan Mondello has a farm where she raises 90% of all the herbs she uses in her tinctures and her facial moisturizing cream. And she was quite dumbfounded when she found out that H.R. 875 and Senate Bill 425 were being passed through Congress without any major debate, and in here and on Wind Talkers Radio Network and Blog Talk Internet Services worldwide, we discussed these bills, and all of a sudden people started waking up across America, especially herbalists, and military men started calling their congressmen and saying, "Hey, look, I come from a farm family in Nebraska or Louisiana or Mississippi. hey, I'm a Quaker from Pennsylvania. My father owns 200 acres. What's this deal about, all of a sudden our farms are going to be regulated. We can't grow food and sell it to the local people. And Dr. Carley, this is what has come forth with the military waking up across America because of your show, with me and your show on Saturdays, which I promote highly to all military personnel, is the fact that military men are starting to wake up to what these elitist, affluent, fascists in Washington are doing to the American agrarian society.
Exactly, and it's so obvious as to how they basically keep people asleep. We have Michelle Obama on television planting her organic garden, and at the same time Congress is trying to pass a law to outlaw it for everybody else. I mean, this is so obvious, people. These people are traitors. They are committing treason against America, and I'm so excited that the military is waking up, because the good news is there's natural solutions to all health care issues. What I teach my clients is to stay away from the white coats. All they have are toxic poisons. Okay, I see we're going to a break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in and talk to a true American hero, Drew Raines. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is military disabled by vax, waking up in large part thanks to an American hero by the name of Drew Raines, electronic engineer in U.S. Marine. And, Drew, could you just tell the listeners a little bit about how did you become so involved in trying to help the military realize what's actually going on?
I woke up back in 2004. I tuned in for the first time to Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, I've been in the Informational Freedom Network since 92. And doing news and views back in the 90s with just maybe 12 or 13 stories, going out to the military when right after Waco went burning to the ground, and assisted in forming a large militia, a citizens militia group here in Arkansas, again, and basically was fighting tooth and nail with sheriffs around the states and radio shows, hosts that were uneducated to the Constitution and the United States Code on the rights of the American people to form grand juries, the rights of the American people to have a citizens militia not affiliated with any military grade. And I did so and brought the attention to the governor of the state of Arkansas, who was found guilty of a felon, and I was the one of the main players in making it known to the sheriff of Pulaski County that we were coming to the Capitol to die or arrest Governor Jim Guy Tucker and have him removed from office. Because of that scenario, Jim Guy Tucker resigned and left the office, and we were quite proud of ourselves. But within a few weeks of that, the Murrow Building was blown up, and the civilian militia around the state of Arkansas almost just totally disappeared because people didn't want to be associated with a civilian organization known as the militia, because the militia supposedly blew up these children over in the Murrow Building, which was total fabricated, total lies. And I learned then that the military wasn't getting the truth around the world, so I enhanced my news and views that was going out just about every other day and going out to only a small, limited, a few military personnel, and I graduated it up to where I was sending out 15 hidden stories about the truth around America to over 2,200 American Marines, former and active duty military men, all the way up to the rank of four-star generals in the United States Army, and seven ambassadors that are assigned to, as ambassador duty around the world, two of which were appointed because of their financial background. But that led on up to where I was looking for more news feed, and in 2004, after almost 10 years of this, I ran across Republic Broadcasting Network, by accident and heard a man by the name of Frankly Speaking Radio being broadcast then, Frank Whalen, and it opened my eyes to the radio industry that was being broadcast but nobody knew about. And I started promoting RBN on my news and views to military personnel, and at that time I only had about 1,400, but we graduated to 2,200 to where right now we're at 2,400 Marines and Army, Air Force, and Navy personnel around the world, and 178 radio stations that are privately owned, small, some of them are just micro-broadcast stations broadcasting to maybe 30 or 40 people, but there's about 12 of them that are licensed by the country that they're located in, radio stations in Ireland, in Russia, in Australia, and New Zealand. And these guys are putting the truth out to not only military personnel of those governments, of those countries, but to the civilian area. And we're trying to get the truth out to let everybody know, hey, look, these affluent, elitist, fascist, Stalinists are trying to enslave us and deny us our freedom and our liberty. And a lot of people don't understand there's a difference between liberty and freedom.
Well, exactly. And I just want to say, first of all, in terms of them staging the whole Murray Building debacle, you know, it's obvious. Problem, reaction, solution. They have a problem. People are talking about citizen militias, so we have to make the word militia a bad word. That's very obvious how that all went down. And I just want to also mention that one of the shows I was on with you, I remember you added Finland to the group, so you now have Finland as well. And, of course, the numbers are growing exponentially. There's so many different shows. I've been on 18 shows in the last 10 days. On every one that I'm on, I'm also promoting your website because so many people have loved ones in the military, and they have to face the music that the government that they've signed up to protect and serve with is apparently not having their best interests at hand. And I love our country. You know, I want our country to be successful, but apparently it's been taken over by terrorists that have another agenda, and that's what people have to face. It's a very hard thing to do. Just like when I was a surgeon, I studied for 17 years after high school to become a surgeon, and then I had to face the fact that my profession is killing people. It's not easy to face these facts, but we must, because this is something that's going to affect not only ourselves, but all of our progeny, our children, our grandchildren, etc. Okay, I see we're going to a break. When we get back, we're going to bring on Ken from North Carolina. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. America, where our answer today is military disabled by vaccines, but they're waking up. They're realizing that their Gulf War syndrome is caused intentionally, and that's a whole other story. I've talked about that on Drew's show. I just have to say my special guest, Drew Raines, his website is at www.amd.elequity.com. The show I did with him on May 1st, I was cracking up because I gave a message to the military that the book on my website, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, which can be downloaded for free, contains all the constitutional reasons as to why this vaccination assault is totally illegal. And one of the colonels that I am, Drew, said he has plenty of printer cartridges supplied by Barack Obama, and he's going to download that and give it to all of his men. So that's a very good thing. Okay,
Hold it, Dr. Carley. I need to chime in on that. The colonel got in touch with me, and he made 100 copies of that, printed it out, and gave it to every gunnery sergeant, master sergeant, first sergeant, sergeant major, and master gunnery sergeant, which is the four top ranks of the enlisted grade in his unit, plus every CO of every division that he has, all the way down to two lieutenants who are in charge of regiments, doing a job that a major should be doing because he did not have enough majors to handle his regiments.
And see, folks, this is so important, and I encourage all of you with military in your family to do the same. because they have to realize what's actually happening. These vaccinations are not intended to protect the military. Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. So what's up with this threat of court-martial if you don't roll up your sleeve and let them air shoot into your body any toxic witch's brew they choose? This is an actual assault on their immune system. More soldiers are dying from their vaccines than are even dying from gunfire. And I'm convinced that that's the major reason that they have not allowed the military's caskets that are being brought over to this country for their final resting place to be broadcast on television, because some of the reporters may say, well, what did this soldier die of? What did that soldier die of? Now they're telling the people that they have to get permission from the military's families. They're never going to tell you what they all died of, because so many of them have died from their vaccines. But we are getting the word out. My alignment with Drew is so key, and I'm so excited to have him on the show today. And we have Ken from North Carolina on the line. Are you there, Ken?
How you doing, Dr. Carly?
I'm very excited. How are you doing?
All right. I have two things to talk about.
Okay.
One is that stupid woman that runs the Homeland Security does not know our history. She's already put out another article about radicals. And one thing that really makes me mad more than anything, I'm an ex-Marine myself. In 1751, that flag was made for the French war that we had. And the government authorized that flag, do not tread on us. Now the Marine Corps has it, the Navy has it, and we are radical. And it's against, and people are getting pulled over for having that on their bumper.
Yes.
And I think it's an insult, because the government issued that flag. We fought for that flag. And we do not want people to tread on us. And the other thing is,
Ken,
that...
wait, before you continue, Ken, let me mention this minion's name. You're talking about Napolitano, who actually was the one that came out and started calling the military right-wing components, that there was a danger that they would come back from their service and become right-wing, whatever the heck that means. I mean, obviously, the military are the ones who are in direct observation of the fraud that's going on, all of these contractors making multi-billion dollars with their contracts where they don't have to actually put in, I forget what the term is, but when you actually have to bid on contracts, you know, they just basically get the contracts because they're Halliburton or whatever and various other things that are going on. She's afraid that some of these people might come back and say, this whole thing is a scam. And so she's talking about worrying about the military. When she said that, I mean, I'm surprised that the military didn't just rise up and do something, because that's pretty outrageous. But
well,
go ahead.
Because she's definitely an idiot. You can call her name, but I call her idiot. Because she does not know her Constitution, or either that, or she's trying to be like Hitler.
She's
because
a minion. She's not an idiot. Wait a minute. These people are not idiots. She sold her soldiers for cash. Okay. She went to the Bilderbergers meeting. So you know that she was told basically this is how the whole, flu debacle is going to go down. They're not idiots. They're sellouts. They're committing treason. And that's what people have to realize. But go ahead.
They're a Trojan horse. But
yeah.
Anyhow, the other reason I wanted to bring up is that in two more months, they're going to bring foreign soldiers in this country for a practice drill on the flu deal. And we've never had that many foreign troops in here. Why do they need their assistance when our own people can't do that? And all it is a setup, because the foreign troops will shoot Americans and the American troops won't shoot Americans. And I think it should be just us that takes care of our own problem. Don't bring in the foreign troops. Do you agree?
Well, I totally agree with you. And what is the problem? There is no problem. They're creating the problem.
Right.
They've already written the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, and I have to give kudos to Ken here in North Carolina. He calls me on a regular basis. He's tried to wake up many of our state legislators as to what this actual law is going to force on the people. First of all, that the vaccines are going to cause the pandemic, and second of all, that they're going along with this. But you see, they're creating the problem, and they know that the military in this country, no matter how brainwashed, no matter how mind controlled, no matter what they do to them, they're not going to go along with killing their fellow Americans. So that is why they're doing what they're doing. Do you have any comments on that, Drew?
You're hitting the nail on the head, because what Ken has to say rhymes true, because we have the Singapore Air Force with 2,500 personnel there have landed in Mountain Home, Idaho, and they are now setting up shop in Idaho to do their maneuvers there. And then we have the German Air Force Luftwaffe down in New Mexico on a military on an Air Force base, a former United States Air Force base, and we've got military personnel from other countries in Mississippi and Louisiana, specifically from the Netherlands and from Finland, in these two states, and very little is being reported about that. The only man that I have seen that's got the guts to go out there and investigate these foreign troops and actually bring it to the attention has been Alex Jones back in the 90s, but here in the last 3 or 4 years, I'm not seeing anything from anybody doing any investigation. And what Kenneth is bringing forth here with these possible troops coming in the near future, even those men in the Marine Corps Force Recon Division, the Navy SEALs, the Green Beret Specialist units, they know about these things, and they're not just pissed off. They're fit to be tied, because they're being made the sheep to slaughter, being sent out on the front of the lines, and they know that the American people are being left to the wolves here in the States, and they're mad because they're being shipped overseas, and they're watching their borders not being protected, and all of these foreign troops coming in and doing maneuvers in the United States, and this is new. I mean, this isn't something that was allowed prior to 1970. But prior to 1970, there were one or two officers from other countries come here to learn how to fly on a military base, but it was only one or two officers at maybe a division at Cherry Point, North Carolina, or El Toro, California, or Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Any one of these places, officers came in, but only one or two per base, not a full detachment, not a full squadron, not one or two or three or four squadrons like the German Luftwaffe has down in New Mexico, or the Singapore squadron that's landed there in Mountain Home, Idaho. What's this all about? This is a preemptive strike that these affluent elitist fascists in Washington are doing to the American people, because the American people aren't doing their due diligence. And Kenneth, thank God you have the guts to find out about it. Simplify guy, a former Marine, making a statement, and we, as former Marines, we were taught in boot camp, whether it was officer boot camp or enlisted boot camp, we had classes on the Constitution, and that scares the living daylights out of these people in Washington, D.C., because the Marine Corps, regardless of what your MOS was or is, understands the Constitution better than all the other forces, and we are willing to go out and die because the Marines know that they can take out 10-1 on the enemy side, regardless of present-day 21-year-old or 70-year-old. There's not a former Marine out there that's not willing to die for the people of America, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and liberty.
But, Drew, let me ask you, what are they telling the military that finds out about these foreign troops on our soil? What is their excuse?
The excuse comes from the upper echelon. That's why the officer grade in the high ranks and many of the higher rank enlisted personnel are brainwashed and saying that this is training, that we're training these men so we don't have to fight their wars in their countries, like the Finnish Air Force that came here last year with three squadrons, but the Finnish does not have the military might to lead three squadrons in the United States. They literally came here and did training and went home to Finland. And I just got that IM from Finland from an officer there listening there in a specific air base. I can't give out his name or rank or the base that he's at, but he was the one to let me know about the three squadrons coming in. And Dr. Carley, these men are so educated there in Finland because of your show saying, hey, what's this about all these vaccinations and the fact that they shoot us up? And what's in this thing? What is there a tracking device in this vaccination? Is it something that could be turned on or turned off that could poison us?
Well, not only is there a tracking device which can track you and also influence your personality, but as I've discussed on my shows with Patrick Jordan, who has researched this book by NATO, The Biology of Aggression, they have actually researched and figured out how to cause aggression in the military. This is why so many, many of the military that have come home and killed their families and things of that nature, this is all being done on purpose. All of these things are being done on purpose. And that's what people have to realize. We are all looked upon as experimental guinea pigs by the power of Lee. They are trying to decrease the population to 500 million, and that's right on the Georgia Guidestones that they're actually stating that in stone. And this is what they're up to, and they're using many different tactics to do so. And that's why it's so important, Drew, and that's why you are a critical link to the military, to let them know that they were fed a lie, just like I was fed a lie when I went into medical school, believing when I took that Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. Little did I realize I was signing up to become a Dr. Mengele, and I got out of there when I realized that the military has to face the fact that they are actually working for traitors who are trying to destroy our country, and they're going to be used to enforce inoculation. From what my contacts tell me, Obama is already talking about giving vaccines to the public this fall. There's only been a few thousand people that have died of this alleged swine flu, which it's kind of funny how they call it swine flu because it's also got bird flu in it and human flu. So they picked the name swine flu because, as we talked about on the show last week, Baxter's release of the bird flu virus to Europe pretty much stopped them from calling it a bird flu pandemic, because that's what would have made people realize it was all being done intentionally. But what people have to realize is that all of these things are being done on purpose. As Drew said, they're trying to take away our liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Though those are the main standards of our life. They're taking away everything. And that's why I'm so ecstatic to have this connection with the military, to help them face the truth, just like I had to face the truth of what my profession was doing. You are being used. You are being used. And you have to decide what you're going to do about that. Are you going to keep your oath to protect and preserve the Constitution? I certainly hope so. Go ahead, Charlie.
That chime in with that. Again, we go right back to my great-great-uncle, Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, and the fact that he learned the truth after he had had 20 years in the Marine Corps and spoke up about the truth in 1933, wrote the treaties, War is a Racket. The most decorated Marine in the history of the United States Marine Corps with two Medal of Honors. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about somebody that didn't have guts to stand up. This man had two Medal of Honors and the equivalent of a Medal of Honor that was called the Marine Corps Bravette Medal, for gallantry in battle. And he stood up and made the comments that an affluent elitist in Washington were attempting to destroy the liberty of Americans and impose a mentality of empire building to the rest of the world. Now, all you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is look at the presidents of our history. And for instance, Harry S. Truman, in his last year in office, he made the comment that when even one American who has done nothing wrong is forced by fear to shut his mind and close his mouth, then all Americans are in peril. Well, Dr. Carley, that's what they're doing with these vaccinations. They're trying to control our minds, and they're poisoning us. I got a phone call this morning from a gentleman in North Carolina who said his son almost died, but he lived because he saved you saved
murder in the air.
And we're back with What's Ailing America. We're talking about how the military has been disabled by vaccinations. And my special guest is Marine Drew Raines. His website is www.amd.lelequity.com. And he's actually IMing Marines all over the world while we're talking. It's very important, folks, for you to realize what's going on. The good news is that all these vaccine-induced diseases can be reversed. That's what I do. But I just want to state that as Drew was talking about everything he was talking about before the break, I had one of my listeners send me an email. His name is George. I talk about U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520 and 1524 in the documents on my website. And he sent me back an email telling me that there's been a change in those documents and that they've actually repealed them. And these are Title 50 laws that state that the Department of Defense can experiment on American citizens without their consent. They can use vaccinations to do so. And very interestingly, as I'm investigating this, we now have a Section 1515 of Title 50, War and National Defense, Chapter 32, Chemical and Biological Warfare Programs. Section 1515 says that the operation of the chapter may be suspended by the president during any national emergency declared by Congress or the president. So it's so amazing as the people become aware of these laws that basically are putting in writing that the public can be killed by these minions who are putting vaccinations and other chemicals and biological warfare agents into vaccines, chemtrails, etc. They make it illegal, they repeal it, and then they have another loophole whereby they let it be done if the president declares a national emergency. And, of course, we're in war now, so this would certainly apply to what's going on now. Okay, let me just ask Kenneth from North Carolina. Do you have any other comments, Kenneth?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, and he'll agree with me. It's not the government. It is Obama's a puppet. He's controlled by George Soros. He's controlled by the Bilderberg Group. He's controlled by the CFRs. And if you look, do your history, you can find out who the military people are. If they, most of them in Washington, are belongs to the CFRs. They're all being paid off. And
well,
I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, Kenneth. Not all of them, but the ones at high levels. You see, that's the criteria for them to be elevated to the high levels, just like in the medical profession. The doctors who are the academic professors at all the major institutions, they have all belonged to those same organizations themselves. They have taken an oath to commit genocide, to decrease the population. These are the people that are in control of the world, and they believe that we sheep are just going to go along with the program and let all this happen. But we're not. We are waking up the other people who have a will and a want to continue to live and to have liberty, life, and the pursuit of happiness. And it's going to be really funny how it all works out when the masses realize what the actual agenda is. Not only the agenda, but that we're paying for our own genocide. That's what's happening, people. That's what you have to face. I get calls from people that tell me I'm too strong. You know what? If you don't want to believe what I'm telling you, because I don't say anything I can't document, then go ahead and get the vaccination. Go ahead, because you're breathing my oxygen. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back for the second hour. Stay tuned. Call in with questions. With